This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour, Friday.
Wait a minute. Today's Monday, right?
Oh, yes. Monday.
It's Monday. That's what it is. Monday, June 4th.
Excuse me.
Quickly, the time. Well, I always like to do that for Jennifer's benefit. Hey, the time is running faster than
I don't
than
mind
you
when
think.
You work us towards Friday. That's okay, because that means I get to sleep in a few days, so that's okay.
Okay. Sleeping in, that's not a good thing to do. You need to be up, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug. Jen Jen's got some trending items that we don't want to lose sight of. Jen Jen?
Today is day number 500 of the Trump administration, and over the weekend, Rudy Giuliani, one of the lawyers for the president, started off a very strange conversation. I do not know that this is helpful to the president's case over
the
weekend.
I think he's helpful at all for anything, for any reason.
One of the Sunday shows. It's funny because I think some of the stuff that he's doing is strategy to try to make people confused, but this one, yeah. It starts a debate, and I hate playing the what-if game. I don't know. I don't know how effective it is, but on ABC, with George Stephanopoulos over the weekend, Rudy Giuliani said that President Trump probably does have the power to pardon himself. Well, that one answer has now gone nuts in the political world, on Twitter, on social media. The question is, if something were to happen, is Donald Trump going to pardon himself? And everybody is chiming in on something that legally, yes, he probably could do, but I think everybody can agree would be a huge public relations
nightmare.
Well,
he'd be a one-term president,
yeah,
for sure.
But I don't even
actually
think
do that. I don't think that you can pardon yourself. As president,
legally,
you vote for yourself.
Yeah, legally, I think you probably could. You could be. It could be argued that a president has the right to pardon anyone, including himself. But the fact that Rudy Giuliani is making everybody go in this direction, I just don't think is really helpful or productive, because it's a what-if game. I can't imagine under any circumstance President Trump being faced with the idea of pardoning himself. I think he would resign first. But anyway, that's the world of politics. I guess there's a method to some of that madness. I just don't know exactly what it is. Now, big news in the health world. And usually I can figure it out, by the way, in politics. This one I can't. There's some good news if you are a breast cancer patient. Apparently, this new study that's out says that most or many breast cancer patients can actually now skip chemotherapy. This is a huge breakthrough.
This is huge, yep.
Most women with the most common form of early-stage breast cancer can now safely skip chemotherapy without hurting their chances of beating the disease, according to doctors in this landmark study that used genetic testing to gauge each patient's risk. The study is the largest ever done of breast cancer treatments, and the results are expected to spare up to 70,000 patients a year in the United States and many more throughout the world. The ordeal and the expense of chemotherapy. This
well, has it been proven
impact.
Ineffective?
That you can do just as well without chemo if breast cancer is caught if it's the most common form of breast cancer and if it's caught early enough.
Yeah. Okay, so then why, I understand that it's good news not to have to go through it, but if that's something that has been, why has it taken this long to figure it out? If I'm a smart lawyer, I'm going to figure out how to put a class action lawsuit together and sue a bunch of hospitals and a bunch of medical concerns because they gave me treatment that I didn't need and caused undue anxiety.
But I think this is
anxiety.
The breakthrough, saying
this is,
that
yeah,
they,
this
they,
is, yeah.
they changed the science, basically. This
really?
Study revealed it's not like doctors knew this and they were hiding it from patients, which
well,
would obviously
right. It just goes to show you that science is always disproving itself, mm-hmm. which makes it in a very fallible tool.
That's
science
why I
is
think
very...
This, a piece of legislation that President Trump signed last week, the right to try, is so important. That was signed so that people can take advantage of trial studies without FDA approval, and you can really take more control of your own health care. That is so important, because so many times we as individuals who are faced with a disease, either with ourselves or with our family, can do more research and can put things together better than most doctors who are just looking at a file. So I think it makes it a little, this study underscores the necessity, I think, for exploring all different types of options when you're faced with a big diagnosis.
One of the things, Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the doctors, he and Jack Stockwell have been on this program for years and years and years, contributing to your knowledge about your health and well-being, and the podcast that we have every week with both of them, selected items and issues archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken and I get into the argument all the time, which basically, and I say this out of respect for him, but it is not... It's the things that come from the American Medical Association, for example, or American Heart Association, these are all, it's kind of like corporate speak. You do or say what they tell you because that's what they, the doctors hang their hat on this stuff because it's a reason to be able to do something. This study showed this and that study showed that. Whereas in all the time we talk about how one study disproves another depending on who pays for it. Mm-hmm. So the studies are usually worthless, but a lot of the people who claim to be practicing based on the information, the evidence-based theories that are put forth, I have, in my estimation, no more value than stuff that hasn't been proven. You're shooting crap because your own chemistry is going to determine whether the stuff works or not. And so to say this is what it says on page 35 of the ruling from the FDA is nonsense. It's garbage. You got to trust your heart and your own power of association. And so anyway, I say that listening to this, Jennifer, and hearing you, your comments, Victoria, about this, I just chalk it up to more bad science. Things that maybe people didn't know, and now they do. But the real culprit here is corporate medicine and how much money is made treating people with cancer. It is a quadri blunga bunga.
But this
billion,
is cutting
trillion.
Out all that. But this
I
is cutting. This
that.
Is going
to
take
but
a lot of money
how long
away
it's
from
taken them
clinics
to,
and things
to come up with this. That's what I'm saying. Why couldn't this information have been available earlier other than for this study? That is, why wasn't this study done before?
Well, this study has been a very long-term study. That's why it was just presented yesterday at the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
My cynicism abounds here with this stuff.
I get that, but as a woman who may face this at some point in my life, this is great news.
Well, I know that was...
To not have my entire immune system destroyed by chemotherapy, that's great news.
Well, my former wife would have told you she went through it three times and basically was killed three times and brought back to life three times to have these treatments. And my friend Chris Walsh, who died about 3 weeks ago, had been through. He was, because of his position in life, he was able to get onto some of these things that hadn't really been fully vetted yet, whatever that means. But you know what? The alternative, this is the folly of this kind of stuff. So you don't take it because it's dangerous. What the hell are you talking about? The guy's going to be dead anyway, so why not give it a shot? You're dying. You're dying, and you want to have, you know, either you're helping other people by testing it on you to see if it works or not. That was basically his philosophy. And the last treatment he was on before he died, he was only one of six people in the country that was on the protocol because it was being tested. And they said, well, you got a 30% shot of living. And he said, well, it's better than zero, which is what I had before I knew what you guys were selling. So that's what he decided to do. But it, in the end, the cancer got to his brain, and it literally ate his brain in a week or 10 days. That's how he died. And so, but there's so much stuff that they don't know. But you know what? Don't insult me by saying it hasn't been proven yet. What difference does it make? If I'm going down the last sinkhole, I'm going
to
try whatever there is out there. Don't tell me I can't do it. What are you telling me? I can't do it? Who are you to tell me I can't do it? I'll make up my own mind on how I live and die. Thanks very much. All right, anyway.
Would you like my other story?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Real fast?
Yeah.
The third trender today is the Disney and the Solo movie. The story about Han Solo's early years. It's a Star Wars movie that was released out of cycle. Obviously, it's one of these prequel movies. Sinks 65% in its second weekend. This has been a huge disappointment for Disney, which was expecting $150 million.
I'm surprised because all of the word of mouth I heard about it, Jennifer.
It's great. I loved it.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, I thought I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to make 150 in its first week. It only made 100. The second weekend made an estimated $29.3 million in North America. That's a drop from 65% of their initial total, $84.4 million. So far, it's brought in $264 million globally, but that's still a drop in the bucket compared to what was it was expected to
but
do.
But it's twice
Disney.
What it cost them to make it, so come on.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to have a pity party for Disney. And they'll come up with other ways. They'll look at this and say, okay, what are our mistakes? What do we need? They don't need to put them out every 6 months. Maybe once a year or so they'll put the movies out. But there's no pity party here. Oh, too bad for Disney. No. I don't think
so. You know the one person who would suffer the most, though, from this is the guy who plays Han.
Plays Han Solo.
Yeah.
Because that could be attached.
Really good.
And he's great. Yeah. And it could be attached to him as a stinker, you know, and that could really hurt his career.
Yeah. Well, let's see how it shakes out. 16 after the hour. Speaking of shaking things out, have you cleaned your pillows? You shake them out, throw them in the washing machine, throw them in the dryer. Oh, you can't do that with your pillow? Oh, gee, you don't have a MyPillow. You can't wash it, you can't dry it, unless it's a MyPillow. So, and by the way, the wash and dry doesn't just extend to the big, the premium pillows, full-size pillows. The go-anywhere pillows, you wash them and you dry them as well. And there's a special deal this week at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, where you get 50% off everything in the store. The literal, it's a virtual store online. They have premium pillows and go-anywhere pillows, 50% off using the DJV code. But you can also buy some premium, buy the go-anywhere pillows for $19.99. That's a great thing if you're going out on the road this summer. You want to take your pillow with you? This is the way to do it. Act fast. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you won't be tossing and turning. You'll have a nice, very, these are 12 by 18 inch pillows with patented adjustable fill, machine washable, dryable, just like the big boys. Made in the United States by MyPillow. Get yours now. Great promotions for all kinds of pillows and needs that you have for your bedroom. Get a great night's rest using all these products at MyPillow.com. Save a lot of money using the promo code DJV.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrienne from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds, and Calitrin takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The newly but yet most recognizable themes to a television program. This put Netflix on the map. The final season of House of Cards wrapped up last week. Robin Wright revealed that it was time to put it to bed. She was Claire Underwood. Her hands are covered in blood.
It's a good sneeze.
Yeah, right, exactly. She writes, as of last Friday, we finished filming the final season at House of Cards. Working with our cast and crew has been an absolute joy. We became a family. I'll miss you all. And the nonstop laughs. Thank you to Netflix for all of your support through the years. Season 6, without Kevin Spacey, they cut all ties with him for obvious reasons. She took over as the lead for the final season. Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear during the cast as siblings and multiple actors who have appeared over the years are coming back. Constance Zimmer, Patricia Clarkson, Campbell Scott. So anyway, it's very interesting to have her in charge. I'll be looking forward to seeing that one way or the other. I always thought the show was really, it delivered what you wanted it to deliver. Let's put it that way. New music Monday now, 25 after the hour. 3 new songs for your consideration, our consideration, as the world of music is a very important part of all of our lives. And here on the DJV show, Victoria works to come up with some songs that she thinks we'll all like. This is a very unusual way to begin in that it's a combo. Peter Yorn and Scarlett Johansson, the actress. A song called Bad Dreams from a new EP called Apart. Let's listen and see if we like her voice. Come about, Victoria, this combo?
I don't know how they became friends, but about 10 years ago, they did an EP together, and it got really good. It was received really well. People really liked it. Hmm. You can listen to her voice here now if you want.
I envy the futures of all my friends. I get jealous about your hands. If it gets too close, if it gets too much, I'm scared.
I like it.
Yeah. they sound great together, and she's got a cool, like, kind of a retro sound to her voice.
Yeah, yeah, she does. And they do a little electronic enhancement of it, too. There, Bad Dreams, it's called. Peter Yorn, Scarlett Johansson, number one of three for your consideration on New Music Monday. Number two is a tune from Roger Daltrey, no stranger to any of us. As Long As I Have You, from an album of the same name, Daltrey's first solo album in 26 years, really? Wow.
Yep.
Let's listen. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting thing about this, too, he didn't want to do the album because he wasn't doing it with Pete Townsend. And then Pete heard the music and said, no, you have to put this out and I'll play guitar for you. Yeah. So that's how it came about.
There you go. Hi, the other new music for your consideration comes from a very powerful soul group called Tower of Power. Their new album is called Soul Side of Town. This is Do You Like That? Yes. Yes.
These guys are great live. If you've ever seen them live, they're awesome.
Part of the Philadelphia sound. This is good. So, Tower of Power. Although, I think they're from Texas. I don't know if I'm remembering correctly. I don't know where they're from, but they're good. Yeah, so, this is something to look out for, too. Again, song called Do You Like That from the new album, Soul Side of Town. Tower of Power. So, three. Thumbs up, Victoria.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a four-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, hey. And Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
La. It's 34 after the hour. A lot of people are afraid to say what they want. That's why they don't get what they want. So say what's on your mind, get what you want, do what you want. It's a free country, America, a great country. This is a representation of that freedom of speech. DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. People in the news today, Jimmy Fallon, interesting story, the seniors at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School greeted by a surprise speaker at their graduation yesterday. We all know what happened in Parkland, Florida, the deadly school shooting there, seniors getting together to get their diplomas. Community anticipated a situation that wouldn't be, you know, you can imagine what the sort of mental attitude is of all the students and the parents and that sort of thing, teachers.
Bittersweet day at best.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Ahead of the ceremony, teacher Darren Levine told a news reporter the mood was somber. But the mood lightened up a bit thanks to a surprise guest a school faculty teased would be speaking at the ceremony. Students and parents are happy to see Jimmy Fallon come onto the stage. He wore a sash that read MSD Strong. He made a bunch of jokes about what life after graduation would be like, thanked the class for their courage and bravery. So I don't get from this that he delivered the commencement address, though.
I don't know if that was technically his role, but he did give a speech and just, you know, made it kind of lighten the mood a lot.
Yep.
And said some, you know, some fun things, made some jokes, and so, you know, I think it was just, it was nice to have the kids smile at, you know, a lot of kids had lots of tears in their eyes.
Yeah.
Remembering, you know, their friends who should have been graduating with them. It's just, you know, an emotional time.
Imagine the creativity lost because of the death of those students, the whole thing about their life. We can be philosophical, but, you know, it's all about creativity. It's all about what we have, what we bring to the table, if you will. And so there are a lot of people that just don't have, you know, obviously now everything's lost for them. You know, Fallon was a radio guy. Both he and Kimmel started as radio viewers. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Didn't you?
Really? Jimmy was a, really? Where?
Jimmy Kimmel
like
actually.
College radio?
Are you talking about Fallon or, Kimmel? Fallon was, I think he's an Emerson graduate, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, radio, Kimmel was a producer and then a radio host before he got started. He actually worked with Howard Stern, from my memory.
Right, that is true, yep.
Correctly, yeah. So I think about this, as I think about what we do, if you'll pardon the self-promotion for a moment here, I was thinking about Fallon and Kimmel and a lot of the other people who have gone on. Sajak was a Letterman. All these people that did television came out of radio. It doesn't usually work the other way around. If you're in television and you try to do radio, it doesn't usually work. If you are in radio and you go to television, oftentimes if you have the talent, then it will work. More so used to be the case than it is now. Podcasting has changed that to a certain extent. But still, I think about a survey I read over the weekend, Victoria, about what happens to people when they turn on their favorite radio station. Actually, whether they listen to the station on a radio or whether they listen to it on a device, it still is the number one reason people gave for wanting to listen to their favorite station was the smile that comes on their face when they listen to people that they've listened to for a long time. This is a study that was sponsored by Psychology Today. The fact that television, people say television depresses them. Duh. Are you kidding? Watch the news on television. But the on-air talent that still is around, a lot of the good radio programs, whether they be local or national, you know, the ones you listen to. On the radio, most people are thinking about what's going on in their world, or they're singing along to their favorite song, that sort of thing. It's a very tangible thing. And the personalities on the radio are the things that rate the highest about what people tune in for. Which brings me around to, I say this sort of lovingly, because I've been on the air since I was 17 years of age. It was my chosen career, and I have been fortunate to have been at it on the air all these years. And there, I say this very lovingly and not trying to sound like a jerk. This is the week of the Talkers Convention, and I'm going to be one of the co-hosts this year. The event takes place in New York. A lot of talk people from all around the country come and have sort of a networking gab fest. I think there are 567 people participating in it this year. And one of the things that I'm proudest of is the fact that I've been on the air constantly, continually, for all of these years. And sometimes it's been good radio, Sometimes it wasn't so good, but I was able to sort of stick it out. And I only say that not to be self-aggrandizing, but to acknowledge the people that send notes to us these days. You can still be in touch, you know, Twitter at Doug Steffen and Doug at DougSteffen.com. The thing that I like most of all is people who will say they remember this or they like that. They always love me talking about the dogs or the people in my life and the farm, certainly. But the other things that are constant, I have an attitude that's quirky. Would you say that was, is that, Victoria, a safe haven for me and my quirkiness?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria likes to call me Captain Curmudgeon.
Well, that's only when you're wearing that cape, but other times.
Right.
Other times, you're very, you know, light and fun and filled with sunshine.
Well, I have a great life, and I have no reason not to be filled with sunshine, unless I, you know, start talking about Monsanto or something like that. Then I go off into a hole, and it's hard sometimes for me to climb out of it. But it really is something that I'm so fabulously thankful for, having been able to do this for as long as I have, and to be able to keep it going. But I keep it going because of Victoria, because of Jennifer and Kara. I don't say because it's not for them, but it is because of them. There's a difference. They help me to keep things on the straight and narrow, and they make it entertaining to listen to us. Entertaining doesn't always have to be a laugh. It doesn't. It's entertainment is emotion. We evoke emotions. There's very little that we talk about on the air that doesn't have some emotional hook to it. And I give you an example of that. I don't know. I saw this the first time, and I thought to myself, this has got to be a put-on. Midnight at a bar in downtown Denver. Okay, right away, you think there's a, you know, the bar. This is a movie. Things are going well for a guy out dancing. He's having a good time. Patrons surrounding him, women smiling at him. Some have their phones out, taking pictures of his freelance, his style of dancing. As he's about to land a backflip, a gun comes out of his holster at the back of his pants. He landed and he picked up the gun, and when he picked up the gun, it went off. He tucked his gun back into his holster and walked away from the dance floor, raising his hands as patrons began to scatter. This took place at 12:45 Sunday morning, captured in a video that's now gone viral. He was an off-duty FBI agent. They didn't identify the, and there was no reason to. Fired his gun as he was picking it up, but he struck another patron in the leg at the bar. Patron taken to a hospital, good condition. Authorities took the agent to the police department, released him to his FBI supervisor. So if he's off duty, why is he carrying a gun? I guess is the question. But you know,
why? Forget about that. I don't care if you're an FBI agent.
Why does he
and you're
just walk
duty,
away? He doesn't always shoot somebody.
But why did the gun go off? How come isn't there? I don't know anything about guns, but I've heard from watching television
safeties.
Shows that there's a safety on it. So this, and I've seen this video. This video is so bizarre because this guy is he's got a dance circle around him, and this guy is doing some pretty funny moves, and then the gun just is on the floor, and he notices it, and he awkwardly goes to reach for it, and then you just see the gunpowder come out of it. It's on the video; it just looks like a firecracker, and it's so shocking to watch that, you know, the end of the video is so different from the beginning of it. But I don't understand why the gun fired, and the thing is, it didn't fire when it hit the ground. It was on the ground, and it's when he reaches for it, he must have hit the trigger. But still, why wasn't a safety on?
Good question.
Lots of questions. Answer. And now there's a guy with a hole in his leg.
Right.
There's so.
A right? Guy with a hole in his leg walks into the bar.
Right. Luckily, the guy's going to be okay. That's why I'm sort of making a joke about it. He's going to be fine. But still, who wants to be shot at a nightclub, you know, on a Saturday night? Those are things.
Who wants
that,
to be shot no matter where you are?
Anyway.
All right, so here's another way of looking at police brutality. You've seen the video, perhaps, of this circumstance in Georgia where a police officer lost his job. Dash cam video from his patrol car captured him plowing into a suspect during a car chase. How about that? The officer is named Taylor Salters, initially suspended after the chase, was fired. The decision followed a review of his video that showed him driving, chasing 23-year-old Tommy Patman, who was running on foot through a neighborhood. So he chases him down with his car and runs him over. That's basically the story, in order to catch him. So the guy was treated for cuts and bruises in the hospital, but it was so obvious what was going on. He was charged with obstruction of law enforcement, but then, looking at this video, he intentionally runs this guy over with his police car. What kind of decision-making goes into...
So he only got fired? He didn't get charged with anything?
No. But you can see the film of it, chasing this guy down the street. A white cop, black guy's being chased. Yada, yada.
While we're on the police blotter, do you want one more? And this involves
sure.
a celebrity. This involves Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor who famously played Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
He's being called a hero. He's trending on Twitter. He and his wife were in an Uber in London, and they were stopped at a red light, and Benedict looked out the window and saw a delivery guy on a bicycle being attacked by four muggers. And one of the muggers smashed a bottle over the back of this guy's head as they were trying to mug him. Benedict Cumberbatch jumps out of his Uber, runs over, and starts physically fighting off the muggers.
Wow.
And they start to attack him, too. I guess one or two of them realize it's Benedict Cumberbatch, and then they fled the scene. The Uber driver jumped out and also tried to help, but he gave an interview with the press saying this was really all Benedict Cumberbatch. He was the one who did all of this.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of amazing. The Uber driver didn't even know who he was until he realized later on, oh, my God, it's Sherlock Holmes, and we're literally around the corner from Baker Street with the fictional home of Sherlock Holmes. And he said ended up being such like a crazy, surreal experience to see someone just put himself in the line of danger like that.
Pretty good for it. Well, it's one of those things you work on instinct and adrenaline in those circumstances.
Yep.
That's what you work on.
Yeah.
Here's something that will work on your body. We have all had personal experiences here with the teas that come from Get the Tea. Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, which addresses the problem that we talk about here, Victoria, a lot, with Monsanto being taken over by the European gas company. Food different now than it was 50, 60, 70 years ago when there wasn't processing. I didn't have processed food when I was a kid. I didn't have pesticides in my food when I was a kid. So my body was healthier. Today, you got pesticides, you got herbicides, you got processing. So it depletes the nutritional value, but also affects your body. When you put this stuff in, you are what you eat, right? You want to cleanse your body, get the right nutrition. That's what Life Change Tea is all about. Life Change Tea is meant to counteract all the bad stuff that's in our system because we eat stuff that's not necessarily good for us. It's a specially blended, powerful herbal formula. Helps heal your body. Get the energy. There's no caffeine, by the way, in this at all. None. It's a mild cleanser. You can take it every day. I sip it while I'm on the air, detoxing my body. A great detox helps heal, bring back the energy of your youth. So if you want to get this tea, get on the program, go to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. There are no fillers in this at all. This is not available in stores, by the way. You got to go to their website, getthetea.com. Use the code DJV, and they'll ship it to you without cost. So get your body cleansed. Get on the right side of health and nutrition. Cleanse your body. Visit their website, getthetea.com. Order Life Change Tea. Use the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping. All right, getthetea.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Past the hour now. Do we all recognize this theme? Crank it up, Carol, will you please? This is good. Again, at this point of it, you recognize Back to the Future. I've seen, I don't know whether they're playing it a lot more, but a couple of these movies have been circulating a lot lately. Chucker, have you noticed that?
It's a classic franchise. I'll tell you, know why we play that song? I'll tell you what I did yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
I put together this event at the theater I'm involved in, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, yeah. Pennsylvania, which is a nonprofit. I'm the CFO, and I do a lot of revival films, classic films. So anyway, I got sponsorship. I helped sponsor Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. We're showing it all week long, multiple shows. And I sat in the theater yesterday, 1 o'clock, watch Back to the Future, the original from 85. 4 o'clock, I watch Back to the Future 2 from 89. And 7 o'clock, I watch Back to the Future 3 also from 89. I got to tell you, I think that's one of the best trilogies. They hold up beautifully. And the easy chemistry between Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd is simply classic. And I had an awesome time. My daughter came with me, and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wish they would put that back in theaters, because I've never seen it. I was too young.
Really?
So I've never. I've seen all three of them, but not in a theater. So I love those movies.
The drive from New York City to East Strasbourg is only like 95 minutes. So you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
So anybody in the listening audience that's in the vicinity of East Strasbourg, we're playing them all three each day, multiple times until Thursday. And the best part, Doug, is the admission price for our populace is free, which is really cool.
Really?
Yeah, I'm doing a model. The model is this. We have a hard time drawing. It's a local, smaller theater. So yeah. The idea is to draw a lot of people free, and hopefully they go to the concession stand and buy a lot of popcorn.
$10 popcorn. I get it. Okay.
And so the math works well.
Right. I understand. Good for you. All right. Chuck is going to, in a moment, review the box office totals from this past weekend and maybe a surprise or two in store for you. Let's find out what the action is all about right after this.
Many children and adults face life-threatening allergies. Race car driver Elliot Sadler discusses the need to react quickly when responding to a life-threatening allergic emergency.
When my son Wyatt was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy. We take precautions in case of an allergic reaction, avoiding known allergens, understanding the signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis, and always carrying an IVQ, an epinephrine auto-injector. Professionally, I understand the importance of acting quickly. I was drawn to IVQ because of the voice instructions helped guide me to act quickly during an allergic emergency. And it's also reassuring that anyone looking after Wyatt can also learn to use. Taking precautions and spreading awareness is so important. We read labels thoroughly to avoid food with peanuts and remind everyone caring for Wyatt not to have any peanut-containing foods out on the counter. Our family and others caring for him always have an IVQ epinephrine auto-injector in case of an allergic emergency and are prepared to seek emergency care.
Visit IVQ.com to learn more about IVQ, including important safety information. That's AUVI-Q.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, the naysayers from the news media taking shots at Disney and Lucasfilm because of Solo, a Star Wars story suffering poor weekend box office total. We're not going to have to. They've made $250 million with this thing, which is twice what it cost them to make it. So why are we on the downside of this?
Because I'm not going to pile on, but there is a story here. For whatever reason, the Star Wars fan base has chose in droves, really, not to see this film for whatever reason. Maybe
everybody I've talked to about it said they like it.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say they didn't like it.
Well, it did 29 million in week number two, and it dropped 65% week to week off a weaker opening. Overseas, it's only made like $140 million, which is, honestly, it's a big surprise. Now, having said that, even if Disney loses a couple bucks, with Avengers and Black Panther, we'll make $1 billion profit off those two films. It's not that big a deal in the big scope of things. Certainly, we don't care. Deadpool 2, $23 million, $254 million in 3 weeks of release. That's a solid number. Adrift, the Disaster at Sea film with Shane and Woodley, did $11.5 million, an okay number on a $35 million budget. Avengers Infinity War, fourth, and Book Club, still going strong with Jane Fonda, round out the top five.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.